And we're going to continue with the prayers of the church. Please rise. In our prayers this morning, we're going to lift up a couple immediate concerns shared with the congregation just recently. Got news this morning that Bev Halesto had a fall. She's actually in the hospital and stable, but in ICU from her fall just yesterday. So we're still waiting to find out more details about her. We're going to uplift them. And I've had contact with Brad here this morning. Also, we can pray for Oscar. Oscar's going to have cataract surgery on Tuesday, as well as some other names that are not listed there for you, but I will share for George, who is having a hip replacement, and for a person named Heidi, who has some health concerns, and anyone who's struggling with physical ailments in general. Let us go before the Lord in prayer. As we prepare our hearts and minds for Christ's coming, we turn to the Lord in prayer. O wisdom from on high, lead us by your Spirit to rejoice in all that you have done, to demonstrate your love for us. Move all the people to rejoice in the Lord always. We pray,
Hear us,
coming Lord. O desire of nations, bless the leaders of nations, our President and Congress, our governors and local leaders. Move all leaders to cease envy and boastfulness, injustice and corruption. Guide our leaders to be honorable people who do not neglect the poor and who strive toward the flourishing of all human beings. Bless those who serve in our armed forces and lift up refugees and all victims of war. Bring peace between us and our enemies, and let your peace reign over this broken world. We pray.
Hear us, coming Lord.
O Dayspring from on high, come to the aid of all who are in need. As you humbly entered this world as a vulnerable baby, help all of us to enter humbly the lives of those who are sick, facing surgery or dying, to offer comfort and hope. Lord, especially those that are asking for immediate prayers for Bev Halesto. We don't know her situation, but you do. You've placed doctors there to care for her and nurses as well. You know the cure that she has. And we thank you that you have held her in your hands to this point. Give confidence to the family, too, as they care for her, knowing that you're there, that your presence is there to sustain her. Lord, for Oscar having cataract surgery this Tuesday, that you would cover him with your hands, that you would bless his recovery as well. For George and the hip replacement, for Heidi and her health concerns, anyone struggling with physical ailments and hospitalizations, watch over them, Lord. Also, for those we named today, Haley, Kai, Holly, Joe and Caroline, Melody and Brad, Kathy, Bob, Georgette, Tim and Raina, Bev, Skip, Tom and Shannon, Steve, Mike and Brent, Terry, Brian, Jean, Carol, Courtney, Spencer, Jim, David, and the Wiley family, as Jerry's brother is appearing to be being called home to you, Lord. Cover them with your hands and your mercy. And also for Joyce Holroyd. Bring healing according to your will and peace to those whose suffering endures. Thank you for the work of doctors, nurses, and other medical professionals who work toward healing and restoration of wholeness. Guide scientists searching for cures for diseases that bring suffering to the world, that their work might lead to healing for many. We pray.
Hear us, coming Lord.
O Key of David, let your joy, forgiveness, and peace flow freely in and among the families of this congregation. Empower parents and grandparents to love their children and children to love their parents. Watch over all who travel and comfort families who are separated by many miles. Guide families to be places where your love is demonstrated to strangers as well as to friends. We pray.
Hear us, coming Lord.
You, O Lord, know the thoughts of our hearts and hear those prayers that come to you in sighs too deep for words. All our prayers we entrust to you In the name of Jesus, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.